listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with the news briefing. Reports this morning Ben Robert Smith is considering an appeal. The decorated war veterans defamation case against three newspapers was dismissed in the federal court yesterday. He attempted to sue the Sydney Morning Herald, The Age and the Canberra Times over reports about alleged crimes he committed in Afghanistan. The annual wage review will be revealed this morning, setting minimum wages for the year ahead. Unions have been calling for a 7% rise in line with inflation, but the Chamber of Commerce and Industry is hoping for a 4% increase, lifting it to $841 a week. Chief Executive Andrew McKellar says it strikes the right balance.
It would help people cover some of the costs they're facing, but also it helps to get inflation back under control. The only solution that is really going to promote sustainable wages growth in the future.
Further reports into what led to the AFL's Hawks racism investigation wrapping up earlier this week. According to News Corp, a letter from the lawyers of Brisbane coach Chris Fagan on Sunday is believed to be what turned the probe on its head. It reportedly warned Fagan would launch a Supreme Court injunction against the AFL, meaning the First Nations families would become defendants. The Prime Minister is in Singapore and will deliver his foreign policy address today, where he'll talk about security in the Indo-Pacific. Meantime, China and Singapore are working to secure a phone link for military talks. It's Mark McGowan's last day as WA Premier after 6 years in the top job, something Australia will never forget when McGowan cracked up during a press conference about a man getting fined for running to get a kebab in New South Wales amid COVID restrictions.
I don't think there's anything wrong. We're not making it unlawful to go for a run and eat a kebab.
And an embarrassing moment for Joe Biden. The US president tripped and fell during a graduation ceremony for the US Air Force Academy, but the 80-year-old made a quick recovery and walked back to his seat. Starting in AFL, the D's have lost Tom McDonald and Michael Hibberd to injury, replaced by Lockie Hunter and Adam Tomlinson ahead of tonight's crunch clash with Carlton. Former AFL star Lee Montagna is red and blue. Hearts will beat true tonight.
Not falling for Carlton anymore. I've fallen into that trap. So Melbourne are actually going pretty well. Melbourne are not going as bad as people think, so they should win.
Turning to NRL, and Canberra coach Ricky Stewart's revealed Hudson Young has pulled up well from his New South Wales Origin debut. Ricky says it was a baptism of fire for his staff. Forward.
Your first game is always your hardest game. Feel that Hudson would be disappointed that he didn't get a lot of minutes, but that's up to the strategy and the game plan they had for each individual.
The Raiders tackled the Tigers to kick off round 14 tonight, and Queensland has taken out the first round of the two-match women's State of Origin in Sydney overnight, the Maroons downing New South Wales 18-10. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, mostly sunny in Brisbane, reaching a top of 25, similar skies for the Gold Coast and 23, partly cloudy in Sydney, 21 the max, same goes for Melbourne, a top of 15, becoming cloudy in Hobart, 15 the max also, a possible shower and 21 in Adelaide, mostly sunny for Perth, a top of 19. The Science Briefing podcast is your go-to for the latest research in tech, health, AI, space and more. Your go-to for the science of just about everything. New episodes weekly on the Listener app.